From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. U.S. officials say two leaders of al-Qaeda in Iraq were killed in a raid over the weekend. They're calling it a major blow to the insurgents. And as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, Vice President Biden says it's a sign that Iraqis have taken the lead in providing security for their country.
Vice President Biden praised the nighttime rocket attack that killed two senior al-Qaeda figures, saying the attack dealt a potentially devastating blow to al-Qaeda in Iraq, or AQI. In a briefing for White House reporters, Biden said the attack highlights the growing strength of Iraq's own security forces.
The Iraqis led this operation, and it was based on intelligence the Iraqi security forces themselves developed following their capture of a senior AQI leader last month.
A stronger homegrown security force makes it easier for the U.S. to end its combat mission in Iraq this summer, as promised, and withdraw all troops next year. Biden notes Iraq's political leaders still have to take the next step by forming an inclusive and representative government. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
23 people are dead in the latest in a string of attacks in Peshawar, Pakistan. A suicide bomber apparently blew himself up near police who were sitting in their vehicles after guarding a protest rally. President Asif Ali Zardari, meanwhile, signed a new law today that strips his office of powers that had been expanded by his predecessor. Analysts considered it a distraction from dealing with the militancy. The plume of volcanic ash in Iceland that's crippled air traffic since last Thursday is once again growing. This after European Union transport ministers today reached an agreement to allow more flights to resume tomorrow. Meanwhile, NATO says the volcanic ash cloud is not affecting its operations. But as Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, questions are being raised about how safe it is to conduct those activities.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen would not discuss how NATO is adapting to the massive closure of European airspace, only that it is.
Our air forces will always take the necessary steps to ensure that they are capable to conduct all their operations.
But behind the scenes, a high-ranking U.S. diplomat is quoted as saying that at least one NATO F-16 has been damaged by flying in the volcano ash. The official, who declined to be identified, predicted the ash cloud would soon start impacting military capabilities. One other question that remains is whether the gradually opening European airspace will allow the Secretary General and all other participants to attend their scheduled summit this week in Tallinn, Estonia. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Goldman Sachs is expected to announce major earnings tomorrow, and in anticipation, the Dow ended the day higher. It was 73 points up at close at 11,092. The Nasdaq fell 1 point to close at 2480. This is NPR. The index of leading economic indicators rose sharply last month. According to the Conference Board Index, the outlook for summer and early fall rose 1.4%. The research group says the interest rate spread and longer hours worked in factories are major factors. It says the numbers indicated a slow but continuing recovery. President Obama is due to arrive in Los Angeles in about an hour to help raise money for the Democratic National Committee and for California's embattled U.S. Senator, Barbara Boxer. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports she's facing some new rivals.
Three-term incumbent Senator Barbara Boxer suffers from the general anti-incumbent mood in the country. Her approval rating is below 50%, and she's running neck and neck with two possible Republican challengers. One is Carly Fiorina, the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard. Boxer has never had a Republican woman as an opponent. She might also face former Congressman Tom Campbell. He's conservative on fiscal matters but libertarian on social issues. He supports abortion rights, for example, as does Barbara Boxer. President Obama will speak at a reception at the California Science Center. Tickets to that event are $2,500. Dinner with the president at the nearby Natural History Museum will cost donors $17,600 each. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
The state of Oklahoma observed a moment of silence for each of the 168 people killed in the Oklahoma City bombing 15 years ago today. Survivors and victims' relatives attended a ceremony at the site of the Murrah Federal Office Building, where Timothy McVeigh detonated massive amounts of explosives. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.